This isn't the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is dated on the in the volume 6. This is dated in Vav Iyur Tavshin Yud Beis Baruch Hashem, Brooklyn Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I had received in a timely the letter, your letter, and during and in these days I have been told, given over to me by regards from you, and also the letter that you wrote to. All the titles to Rav Yosef Shiyishcha Levi Weinberg, to Rabbi Weinberg. And I'm confident that during this time you've received, have reached you all the contrasen, the booklets and my public letters and the telegrams. And I'm confident that you publicize them as is, or at least publicize the contents in a proper way. Number two, it is certainly superfluous to remind you, to arouse you, because, in parentheses, I'm sure you do so on your own, that you should give your daughter, who is visiting now in Eretz HaKodesh, in the Holy Land, the address of the Hasidim of the Anash, and our institutions there, so she should be able to visit them. And we could hope that that's going to influence her for the positive, for the good. As the expression of the Rebbe Maharash, Nishmose Eden, he said, "See, as good is good, is better nit better. If good is good, so better would not be better. So it can always be." And I'm thankful to you if you would let me know the details of it, which places she visited and what kind of impression that visit made upon her. Number three, I was very pleased from your talk that you gave at the Board of Deputies with regards to Chabad and Lubavitch, etc. And even though our sages tell us that klipa in general, I mean the negative side, copies the kedusha, kodesh, like a monkey copies a human being. So basically, the klipa copies kedusha. The Rebbe's point is going to be, but sometimes kedusha needs to copy klipa, which means. But to our sorrow and our great pain, there are many things that we need to learn from the other side. And we see in reality, especially in these times, later times, is that the chutzpah that they have is successful. So it's a foratory. How much more so? Even if chutzpah, such chutzpah that has no basis, etc., and yet they're successful, so for sure, when we would do things in a wide way, we'll go in a wide way in matters of kedusha, without fear of all the obstacles and all the things that are blocking. Of course, it's sure and it's obvious that at the end, this will be successful, and you will do the impact. And this is the evidence is in your own case, in what you you enlightened the damage that is inside of whatever the Rebbe does mention the name here. And that was proven in years as the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the title that when you say the truth, everybody subjugated, everybody is nullified. And as the expression of the older Hasidim, that a Hasidic spark is never lost. Hasidischer Funk wird nicht verloren. And the meaning is, not only is it not lost, but it also breaks through with matters of tzedakah, and Gemilus Chasodim. Not only that, but it also breaks through in matters of Chassidus. And as mentioned earlier, Shem should merit you to have the true breitkeit in the wide way, and that will bring you only pleasure, the pleasantness of spirit, and satisfaction from your good activities, and without any bad feelings, God forbid, with blessing of atzlocha in the work, b'simcha or b'srachmas. Apparently, I'm going to guess, I don't know exactly these details, but I'm going to guess that that person had some Chabad connection that he was able to convince him, and that way they were able to get him to do change around the things. And a lot of has to do with the finances. And remember, this was the beginning years. The Rebbe took care of everything, the finances and the whole Chabad, everything that needed to be done. So,
and encourage
proper words.
To visit